Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. Artist Jennifer White believes in bringing a fresh perspective on Native art to other artists and to consumers. She says art has always transcended gender and religion, making it the most rebellious form of communication. She's here today to announce a new art gallery venture called Post Pilgrim. Jennifer White, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Hey, thank you, Lori. That's kind of a tough story to follow, but thank you. I appreciate it. That was great.
Thanks. Tell me, Jennifer, how long have you been painting? You're a painter?
Oh, I've been drawing forever. I've been painting on and off, but 5 years I've been hitting it professionally, and the world has been very, very good to me, and I appreciate that very much.
And you're originally from Yankton, right?
I'm originally from Yankton, South Dakota. That's where I grew up with my family and spent a lot of time with my grandma, Marge, little Norwegian lady, wonderful woman.
Traveled around a little bit, and now you live in Sioux Falls, right?
You betcha. Went on a bit of an adventure, a hiatus, if you will, but it all led here, and I'm glad to be here, man.
This summer, you traveled to Santa Fe. Tell us a little bit about what that was and what you were doing there.
Santa Fe, New Mexico was the indigenous fine art market, which is, it takes place in the summertime, and it's a bunch of artists from all over the country, and it, boy oh boy, that made me feel like a very small fish in a big pond. That was daunting and intimidating, and I tell you what, to be there was an honor, but boy, did that kick my butt. That is the best of the best down there. It was crazy.
That's invitation only, or did you apply? How did you get the invite?
Oh, yeah. You have to apply, and then they judge you, of course, and let you know whether you're good enough, and thank God I was good enough, and traveled down there, and it was great. I got to go through Colorado, to go catch an Alabama Shake show. It was an adventure. It was cool. I loved it. But down there, it was. I learned a lot about the art world and maybe which directions I wanted to go in and which directions I know I didn't want to go in. It was an all-around great learning experience, and I'm glad to have experienced it. I want to do it again.
Were you the only South Dakota artist there, or were there others?
Oh, heck no. They're from all over the nation, man. I mean, you're there with the greats. You got Don Monelow, Dwayne Wilcox, let's see here, Beverly Bear King. Just a very daunting list of really, really super great artists. No, they're from all over, but I'm always proud of South Dakota artists, of course.
That's right. Describe your work. If someone asks you to describe your paintings, what do you tell them? What are some of your themes?
Oh, for goodness sakes. I dig representational work quite a bit ever since I can remember. I've always put little bits and pieces of my work, of myself, my family, my experiences, who I am, who I love, into my work. But I don't want it to be so blatantly obvious that it becomes mundane or boring. I want my collectors to know that when they see a Jay White, that there are certain things that they can pick out in a painting and automatically recognize my work. It's very important to me that they know my children are always represented in my work, my grandparents, and everybody who has helped me along on my journey to get where I am today.
How do you represent your children in a painting?
Oh, my six dots, or just plain dots. They're the South Dakota six is what I call them, and I dedicate most of who I am and what I do to them. They have made me the person I am today. They're everywhere. They're in all of my work, and they teach me how to be a better person every day. I'm very, very grateful for them.
And your grandmother, how does she show up in what you do?
Oh, it's pretty groovy. In my grandma Yota, which is my dad's mom, is represented with the star quilt pattern itself, and then my Norwegian grandma is represented with the old school church quilt pattern that you see at like a Lutheran church on a Wednesday night when everybody's hanging out drinking coffee and sewing. But it's really cool though, because my mother was adopted by a Norwegian lady in the 1950s, and she adopted three Indian children in the 1950s as a single secretary woman. Like, it was so cool. And she taught me how to be proud of my heritage. And then on the flip, you've got my other grandmother, who was also an artist, but she taught me more about how to be a good mother and how important family is, and just these beautiful, brave, strong women that I have that have influenced my life have definitely had a great effect on my work, and it's my pleasure and honor to represent them in what I do.
Tell us about the new gallery. You're just announcing it today. It doesn't open for a while, but what is the vision? What is it called? And what do you see it becoming?
Oh, man. It's called Post Pilgrim, which is kind of cheeky and naughty, but it's really cool. It's going to be Native artwork, but it's going to be the very best of the best in avant-garde, new age, contemporary work. I want our vision. The vision of my gallery is to make people reevaluate how they look at Native art and why they look at Native art and how better to appreciate it from an artist's perspective and not so much of our race and culture, which affects any artist's work, but we are more than what has been written about us. We are people with families and problems and triumphs, just like any other person. And so I want to focus on nurturing the idea that we are beautiful artists first and Native second.
Hmm. Where is it going to be at? And
it's going to be located.
Go ahead.
It's going to be located at the Last Stop Studio on 10th Street in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. It's going to be in the lower level. And when you think about Last Stop, if you've seen it, on the top floor, it's ginormous. And you don't really think of it having a basement so much, but the space is absolutely huge and vast, and I'm so nervous. But it's going to be wonderful. I'm really excited. I'm very nervous, and there's a lot of responsibility I owe to my artists. There's a lot of responsibility I owe to the people helping me see this vision come to life, and I take it very seriously, and I'm going to work very, very, very hard to make sure that I do my best for these people I love.
Who do you already have on board? Who's signed up with you? Or
oh, goodness sakes, I've got some real great old dogs in there. Forgive me for saying that, but they'll laugh when they hear it. It's Don Monolo, Dwayne Wilcox. I've got a couple of very good up-and-coming artists. One is Charles from Many Horses of Rosebud, and another is Paul Highhorse of Omaha, Nebraska. But these cats are innovating art as we know it. There's no holds barred. I asked the more established artists to show me some of their unseen masterworks, the work that truly honestly represents their paths through life. And sometimes as an artist it can be difficult because you get into a real rhythm of how to make your money and how to create what it is that you make. But breaking away from that and being able to do it with a solid, you know, confident hand is going to be so exciting. It's going to be neat to see what everybody comes up with. But now I have all the faith in the world that these guys are going to bring me their best. It's great.
Your first exhibition was at Last Stop. Is that right?
Oh, you betcha. They're great, man.
Tell us that
story.
How did that happen?
Oh, it was quite funny because we were living in Sioux City, Iowa, and I started painting there because my husband was working all the time, and it was just a very, very hard struggle for us to make enough money to feed all our darn kids. I tell you what, there's too many of them. No, I love them. But so I started to paint, and then I realized, like, shoot, I'm kind of good at this. I think this is good. I think we could make this fly. And so I kept painting, and then we moved back to Sioux Falls, and my husband looked at me, and he's like, you need to get these paintings out of here. This is ridiculous. They're great, Jennifer. Go find a gallery. So in the city of Sioux Falls, I went to every gallery and was turned down, and that's cool, man. I cried my eyeballs out, and I called my husband and told him the horrible news, and he said, well, you're not coming back until you find a solution to this problem. And I went to Last Stop and spoke to Janine and Brian, and I said, hey, got a weird proposal for you. Would you like to have an art show? And Janine looked at me, and she's like, we have been waiting to do this for a very long time, of course. And they were on board and extremely supportive, and they continue to be to this day. But it's seriously my husband that champions me. He drives me crazy, but he also drives me to do the best I can.
So when he told you not to come home until you solved the problem, it was in a really good, encouraging way. He believed in you.
Absolutely. He definitely, when I have my lows as an artist, which every artist, I'm sure, can any person really could relate to, he's the one that's always like, get up, quit crying around, get back to work, you've got this, move on. You know, we've got better things to do than listen to you cry.
Is he an artist too? Yeah. Does he kind of speak the same language?
Oh, absolutely. He's a musician. He's got the band of Rattle Traps. So they're constantly working, and it's an artist's struggle that everybody knows. It's just constant work with no real goal in mind except just to get through that next show, except just to get your new work out there. And it never ends. That's one thing that I love about what I do is this work for me will never end. And I will only get better as I keep going. And I paint every day. It's kind of a tricky job because you don't have a boss there to tell you get to work. You've got to check in. You've got to clock in. You've got to clock out. It's a lot of pressure being your own boss, making sure that you're working diligently to make sure you're the best you can be.
Jennifer, where can we see your art displayed today? If we wanted to find a Jay White piece, where would I look today?
I'm not represented in any galleries right now. I've got representation in Minneapolis at Northland Visions. I'm represented in a few museums in South Dakota, or you could go to Paris or Italy and see some of my work.
Well, we're going to wait for the gallery the gallery to open. Jennifer White, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck as you move forward. That's it for Dakota Midday.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks. That's it for Dakota Midday for Wednesday, December 16th. I'd like to thank our guests, Dana Ferguson, Kevin Wooster, Mike Milstead, Michelle Boyd, and Jennifer White. Thanks to SDPB's Steve Zwemke, Carmen Susan, and Chris Lawfree. Tomorrow, we look at programs that focus on hope and suicide prevention on the reservation. And Raina Smith and Lisa Collin have launched a professional dance company in South Dakota. That's tomorrow on Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. Thanks for listening.